Armitage Thomason. The anti-Israel protests that wreaked havoc on the campus of New York's Columbia University have spread to New York University, NYU students setting up tent encampments. As was the case at Columbia, police were allowed to intervene. They arrested dozens of demonstrators, and there have been protests elsewhere, including at UC Berkeley, the University of Michigan, and at Yale. Former President Trump's New York criminal trial resumes this morning following yesterday's opening statements.
A prosecutor opened the historic trial by saying Trump tried to illegally influence the 2016 presidential election. Prosecutor Matthew Colangelo said actions taken to conceal payments to Stormy Daniels amounted to election fraud, pure and simple. But defense attorney Todd Blanche argued that Trump is innocent and that trying to influence an election is called democracy, not a crime. The trial could last up to 2 months. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Senate gearing up for a vote on a $95 billion foreign aid bill. House Speaker Mike Johnson has been criticized by some Republicans, more relying on help from Democrats to get the package through the House. And former President Trump says he can't fault Johnson for that, given the paper-thin GOP House majority.
Well, remember, the speakership we're talking about has one, you know, we're a majority by one vote. And you can't really get too tough.
Mr. Trump speaking with AM 990 The Answer in Philadelphia. Some Republicans are outraged over approval of the big money aid package without any provision for tightening U.S. border security. Also at SRNNews.com, Secretary of State Blinken will head to China tomorrow for a three-day visit. And a European Parliament staff member has been arrested accused of spying for communist China. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 61 points. This is SRN News. Religious freedom is on trial again in Finland.
Pavi Rasinen is a former member of the Finnish parliament who tweeted out a Bible verse 5 years ago which condemns homosexuality. Since that time, she has been in one court after another as the government seeks to punish her under the country's Hate Crimes and War Crimes Act. She's won every time, but now the Supreme Court of Finland says it will take up the case of the 64-year-old grandmother. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A modest pro-life revolution seems to be sweeping Russia. While abortion is still legal and widely available, some private clinics have started to drop it from the services they provide. The health ministry has mandated talking points for doctors designed to discourage women from terminating pregnancies. New regulations also severely restrict access to many abortifacient drugs. Over the decades, a number of abortions in Russia fell from 4.1 million in 1990, just over 500,000 in 2021. SRN News. Mississippi legislators advance bills granting voting rights to 32 convicted felons.
The move comes weeks after a Senate leader killed a broader bill that would have restored suffrage to many more people with criminal records. The bills are necessary due to Mississippi's piecemeal approach to restoring voting rights to people convicted of felony offenses who have paid their debts to society. They also reflect the legacy of the state's original list of disenfranchising crimes, which springs from the Jim Crow era. Mississippi is among the 26 states that remove voting rights from people for criminal convictions. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
This is primary day in Pennsylvania, helping to set the lineup for a high-stakes U.S. Senate race between the Democrat incumbent Bob Casey and Republican challenger David McCormick. The contest will help to decide control of the U.S. Senate next year. And again on Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open. More details at SRNNews.com.